We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
There were many inexplicable acts that took place in the Upper Delaware region during the American War for Independence. And some are no more easily explained today, despite the intervening years. One such event occurred in the spring of 1777 and still has historians baffled. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at an incident at Bryant Caines right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. Reopened for the 2026 season, Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Among the Tories living in Cushatunk when the Revolutionary War began was a man named Bryant Caine, who lived with his family on the New York side of the Delaware River near present-day Coshecton. One of his closest neighbors was the magistrate Robert Land, who lived with his family directly across the river. Like his neighbor and fellow Tory Land, Bryant Caine learned that Patriot scouts from Orange County, under the guidance of former Cushatunk resident Bezaleel Tyler, were looking for him. And fearing that he would be arrested or killed, he disappeared, seeking refuge among one of the Iroquois tribes who were likewise aligned with the British. Caine had hoped that no harm would befall his wife and children, as the Patriot scouts who occasionally visited Cushatunk to seek reprisals had not been known to injure the helpless and harmless. But Caine had seriously miscalculated, and one night in April of 1777, his family was murdered, although to this day there is disagreement about who the perpetrators were. Although many accounts of the incident attribute the atrocity to a band of Native Americans, it seems more likely that it was a party of scouts who had disguised themselves as Native Americans, something they were known to do when carrying out despicable deeds. Robert Land's home was burned to the ground that same night, and his family was able to escape only because they were warned by a friendly Native American. The burning of Robert Land's home and the murder of Bryant Caine's family are just two examples of the atrocities perpetrated by both sides during what was essentially a civil war, pitting neighbor against neighbor. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.